I'm your 5-1-4 host, Madison.
I'm your 9-1-1 host, Kaden.
This is a podcast about the Enneagram. For our intro today, you can tweet us at anythinggoes, or you can email us at anythinggoes@gmail.com. We love hearing from you guys. So let's jump right in. We are starting today with the sexual type 3. So I've got some characteristics that I searched up and found. So this type, surprisingly, can be a little shy. And they can end up looking like a 2 because of it. Especially since a lot of what they do is trying to be like a great support person. Because they love being a great partner. And so they love setting it up so you can knock it down. So sometimes this can make them look like a 2. And so their kind of desire is to be attractive and alluring, and they kind of focus on nurturing characteristics in themselves that they think their ideal partner would want. And so they can be really accommodating in that kind of sense. You have anything to add?
Not at the moment.
Also, something that kept coming up was the idea of vanity. So this type was seen as the middle road of vanity. They fall into the trap of vanity more, and self-pres falls in the least. This is kind of the middle ground. They're still a little vain, still falling into that trap, but not as much.
Does the vanity manifest mostly around that, like, the part of they think their partner wants this?
Yes. So it's vanity not for themselves, but for others, and that, like, the kind of peacocking. Like, look at me. Don't you want me as a partner? Like, look at all my beautiful feathers. All right. So, some strengths. This type can be, they're very supportive people. They love to use their talents to lift other people up, and they can be really inspiring. Got anything?
It tracks, makes sense. I'm just still sitting with that interaction with the them and the partnership sense. Also, I'm being distracted. Can you hear those sirens?
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry.
What's going on?
I live by a hospital. That's going on. I'm sorry. I'm just waited out a little bit. Okay, we're better now. So for the sexual sense, that's a more intimate one-on-one relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Is that manifesting where they are cultivating that in different aspects of their life? Do you think they have like a work relationship that's like, hey, I'm your go-to guy, and then they have like their like intimate partnership at home, and then they maybe have like a best friend or something? Or do you think that they kind of pile it all in?
So most of what I researched said that their main focus was on like finding a partner, like the one. I'm sure it does fall into like having besties and things like that, just like any regular person, but I feel like the social 3 has more of a focus on like, you know, friends and social circle, and
right.
So I don't think the type 3 is cultivating characteristics because they're like, oh, you know what? This will make me the best friend ever.
No.
It'll be their main focus is a partner.
Yeah, that makes sense. I guess it's interesting because I always just think about threes. I guess the stereotypical 3 in my brain is the more social 3. So
yeah,
about them being more group oriented.
Yeah, and I think that's why this one is a little more It's a little more in the middle. It's
Yeah.
not as socially driven.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Weaknesses. So they can lash out when they feel underappreciated. This is what kind of makes them look like a two in some ways. Because they're like, look at like how I've changed myself for you, and you're not appreciating it. It's like no one really asked you to do that, and if they did, you probably shouldn't be with them.
Yeah.
They can struggle with feelings of emptiness, mainly because they are trying to cultivate within themselves things that they aren't actually interested in, but what they think their ideal partner will be interested in, which can lead them to have those feelings of emptiness. It can be difficult for them to love themselves, especially since like again, they're not cultivating within themselves what they love, but rather what they think other people love. And especially if they're not getting that love from other people, it can lead them into some self-hatred situations.
Right.
Also, sometimes they pursue people just so they can feel attractive and not because they actually like them. So they need that dopamine hit of someone liking them to feel worthwhile.
How long do you think that goes on for before they kind of disengage?
I think it depends on how unhealthy.
That's fair. The more unhealthy, the longer you let it go on.
That and also it depends on the partner they pursued, because if that partner is kind of feeding the fire of what they need, I think it can drag on a while. It can be as short as one night stands, because
Yeah.
that's the main thing it meant. That's the main thing most of them mentioned, is a string of one night stands, just
Right.
like the I was able to get this person to sleep with me because, yeah. So it really depends on the level of health there. But yeah, do you have any weaknesses?
Sirens are still going, sorry.
I can't hear him anymore.
Okay, good. No, I think that you covered it mostly. I mean, fundamentally, like all threes, it's driven by this
Yeah,
this
there wasn't.
self-image.
Yeah, I struggled a little bit to find information on this one because a lot of it was just basic three. It doesn't seem like
Yeah.
this one swung too wildly. Like, it's not one of the counter types.
No.
The only difference with this one is that they're a touch more shy,
Yeah.
and instead of being what will the group like, it's more what will this one person like. So it's kind of like the social three, but singled in on like individual people
Right.
and like an individual.
And it's not quite like the internalization that you get with like wing types, right? It's more of, it's still external because it's someone else. It's just narrowed.
All right. I have a tentative example.
I want to hear your reasoning behind this. I'm so curious.
So my tentative example, I do not, I'm not very strong on this one. I think Taylor Swift is a sexual three. I know, okay, so she is often typed as a three, and I agree with that. I think the reason I didn't go social or self-prez is I think so much of her focus is on the individual she's with. And maybe this is just me like stereotyping her and like pigeonholing her because she mostly writes music about her exes, but it seems like she is fueled and driven by those relationships, and she turns it into art for others. I also get the idea that even though she, well, like Love Story, is that the song? I think it's Love Story. It's the one where she's like, why are you with her? You could be with me. Like the way
There's,
she's
I think
describing
so.
herself. Yeah, the way she's describing herself in that song is not very social type three. In fact, it's kind of don't be with the social type three, be with me, because I've got your sense of humor, and she wears short skirts, but I wear t-shirts.
Oh, that's a different one. Love Story is the Let's Run Away
Oh,
Together
that's right.
one.
Which one am I thinking of?
She's cheer captain and I'm on the bleachers. I know that one,
Yeah.
right?
Where's that one?
You Belong With Me.
Maybe that's it.
The
So we
reach back
kind
into
of,
my brain for that
yeah.
one.
We have her kind of setting herself up as not the social type three. We're getting a little bit of that shyness that she's associating herself with. And it's also, she's focusing on what she's bringing to the table as opposed to other people. Again, trying to be like, look, I'm cultivating myself as someone that you would like, so pick me.
Right. So I 100% agree. Taylor Swift definitely heart center. And I can kind of see the reasoning for three, because she does seem pretty image oriented. Yeah, I mean, I think I buy it. I don't, I mean, I think if she were self-prez, her music wouldn't be so. I just think it would. It. I don't know how to articulate what I was thinking there. I think that the social stuff comes from mostly being a celebrity, right? And I don't get the sense that beyond doing her stuff and people having an insane fan following, she's actually all that like social. And
I don't get that vibe. That's
I think
just
if she
not
were
her vibe.
self-pres, she just wouldn't like be as out there as she is, though. Like she still is like, here's some intimate details about my life, you know, but it's more narrow. Okay, I'm buying it. I'm looking at the lyrics here.
Do you have any examples?
No, I don't know celebrities. This is the hardest part about trying to find examples is I'm like, I don't know who people are. Trying to think of threes in a sort of common sense.
Well, oh, yeah, no, never mind. I don't think they're a sexual one, but I think I can. I have an example for another one. I gotta save.
Oh,
Gotta tuck away.
another one.
I gotta tuck away. It's not sexual. So I gotta,
Okay.
yeah.
Hold on. I'm just looking at the Enneagram Institute's list of threes. I don't know any of these people's All of these seem like social threes, though.
Yeah, I think that's the thing is that the social threes tend to stand out more.
Yeah. You know, politicians, famous actors, you know, personalities, stars.
Yeah. I also get the vibe that like social three is probably the most common type of three. From looking through
Yeah.
this, they're the more stereotypical kind of three.
Right.
And like I said, these are often mistaken as twos. So I wouldn't be surprised if some of the celebrities that we've listed as twos were actually type threes and they were
That's a
just
good
sexual type threes.
idea. Let me go to Enneagram type two people and see which of them they've gotten wrong. I don't know any of these people.
Well. That's okay. We got one example.
It's Dolly Parton. I've heard of her.
I think she is a two,
Think
though.
she's probably a two, though.
I think she is a two.
Stevie
She's definitely
Wonders.
not, a sexual three, because her whole thing was that
No.
like everybody around her was like saying people who look like her were trash and she wanted to look like trash. It didn't matter. Like, it
Yeah.
wasn't like, I want to look like this so I can get a partner. It was like, I think that's pretty and I'm gonna be that.
Yeah.
So I don't see Dolly changing herself much for a man.
Yeah, I don't. This is hard.
Yeah. This one, there, honestly, there just wasn't a lot on this one. It's just, yeah.
Maybe I wonder. Don't know. There's not a whole lot of research that's actual research out there about Enneagram stuff that's like statistics and stuff. It'd be interesting to do a broad study on type variation in terms of wings and instinct variants to see the percentages. Because I'd bet that socials. The
Yeah, I bet they
biggest,
dominate.
like super dominant instinct variant.
All right, well, that's all I got.
Yeah, okay. Well, if our listeners have questions, concerns, comments, can email us anythinggoes@gmail.com. Do we still have a Twitter X
Yeah, we
account,
do.
technically? Don't use
Yeah.
that though. Just email us.
No, 'cause it got bad when
Twitter's bad now. I
you
mean, it was
bought it.
always kind of bad, but
Yeah. Yeah.
anyways, we'll see you in the next
Oh,
episode.
yeah,
Bye.
we'll see you then. Bye.